Bad day. Here's how to handle work frustrations. You got to plan your higher inner leader response ahead. So for sure, it is certain that at some point, at least once, you're going to experience a big frustration at work, like a really big frustration. Now, if you're like most people, you probably go through weekly frustrations, maybe even daily frustrations, or multiple frustrations a day. So how do you deal with frustrating, unexpected work setbacks that are going to happen? Now, let me share with you a story of how, of when I really got frustrated at work in a specific situation. So you know, it's pretty hard when, for a manager, it's really tough when a lot of people that are really important to you and your team leave at the same time. And I had a situation where my company was going through a hiring freeze of almost an entire year. And this is very common. They're trying to sort out their finances. And on top of that, because they were cutting costs, they also decided that any empty vacancies would be lost. It would be gone, deleted forever, and fire a lot of people. So it didn't look good, right? And if you're a manager, that's really hard because you don't want people to leave because you still have to do the same amount of work. And during those really turbulent times at that company, I had really good people in my team leave the company altogether or get a promotion to another team because, yeah, they were great people. And, you know, I was happy for them, but that was hard for me as a team manager. And during that year, I lost more than half of my team. But the worst part is that I could not hire again. Those positions were permanently cut. And this half team was my new reality for a long time, but we had to do the same amount of work. And I knew that if I pushed the rest of my team too hard to try to compensate the people that I lost, I'd lose them as well, right? That wasn't the right thing to do. I couldn't just keep pushing them, make them work double. That was not the solution. Yet here's a problem, it's a real problem and I have to deal with it. So what did I learn with this? I had to learn how to be a better leader. I took it upon myself to become a better leader. I had to learn all sorts of things that before I wasn't really good at. I had to learn how to negotiate up, how to prioritize activities, how to say no to superiors, to people more senior than me, to people on the lateral. I had to plan for the worst situations. I had my staff document their work. Right, I had them, so this is planning, I had them learn each other's work in case we needed backup, and I had to aggressively standardize a lot of the processes. I had to get feedback very regularly from my team to make sure that their stress levels was, you know, okay, like they weren't too stressed and that they were still motivated. Had to find, so that they wouldn't leave, had to find ways to, you know, get them more motivated even though the company had all this negative energy going on with people firing, being fired and cost-cutting and so on. So my lesson was that, you know, let the bad times, let the hard times serve as a lesson to make you, to show who you really are and can be. And especially to learn to be a better leader. And this is not just if you have a team, to be a better leader in any way, to be a role model. So dealing with work frustrations, how do you deal with it? You know, frustrations can help you set yourself apart from the other people, right? It's in those moments that you set yourself apart. If you choose to raise to the challenge and become a better version of who you are, of yourself. And it is easier to choose to be a better leader if you expect work frustrations in the first place. And if you plan how you're going to respond to each one of them if they happen. So let me give you some examples. To prepare, you can ask yourself questions like the ones I'm going to give you. What would you as a leader, what would the highest version of you, your inner leader, do if somebody else steals credit for the work that you do or the work that somebody in your team did? If somebody interrupts you at work or interrupts somebody, you know, they're trying to help and support or your team members, or your colleagues, If your boss gives you a negative performance review and it was a total surprise and you disagree with it, if resources are taken away from you, any type of resource, team members, people, money, if you don't get the appreciation or recognition that you think that you deserve, if your boss is controlling you, is micromanaging you, if you get passed over for promotion, if you get assigned, if you're assigned to projects that you don't like, if your colleagues try to get you into the gossiping of others, right? That's not very productive. If colleagues are pouring their work, they're just pushing their work onto you. If you feel overworked and underpaid. If you ask for more work-life balance and you get a no, or if you ask for vacation time, to use your vacation time, you get a no. If you work really hard and don't get noticed by others, by your boss, by the company. If your boss or colleagues are holding key information from you that is critical for you to be successful. If you have a bad boss that makes you want to quit, right? Answer these questions and it's going to instantly just elevate your leadership and your thinking. And it's going to reduce your frustrations when they do happen, right, when you plan ahead. And they may even give you something positive to look forward to, a positive challenge, the challenge of demonstrating your thoughtful leadership. Because it's in times of hardship, of conflict, of tension, that you can really show your leadership. That is the only time. Or your values, right, or the essence of who you are. And remember that assertive communication can really help you handle a lot of these frustrating situations with poise, with elegance, with maturity, with leadership. And, you know, if you want to learn more about assertiveness, check it out. I have this. Just go to assertiveway.com/free. And there's tons. There's a free course there, a 9-part, 35-minute course that a lot of people have taken, thousands of people on assertive communication. So you can get at least the essentials and get started on that. But there's a bunch of other things as well that can help you deal with these challenging situations, especially at work. So I want to finish off with a little quote here that I think is really nice. Frustration used well fuels transformation. This is from a leadership freak. So my friends, go out there. I hope you have, you're able to find your higher version of yourself, your inner leader, and confront these situations with all of that poison elegance in a way that you're going to feel proud of yourself. Proud of yourself. My friends, be confident, kind, and caring, and I will see you next time.